Well, the U.S. trade officials are meeting this week with counterparts in China to finalize trade protocols regarding the export of U.S. beef to China. Well, that move follows last month's announcement that the U.S. and China reached an agreement to restart U.S. beef exports to China, sidelined since 2003. However, as the Financial Times reported last week, China already has access to some prime U.S. beef cuts. That's because there's a flourishing market in secondary imports from Hong Kong, where China's ban on U.S. beef, that didn't apply. Cuts destined for China could make up half of U.S. beef exports to Hong Kong, according to some experts. Still, beef demand is growing in China, along with demand for higher quality beef cuts. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts says the plan gives U.S. beef access to more than 1 billion consumers.
I was very heartened to see the news on the agreement made with China to allow U.S. beef access to nearly 1.4 billion Chinese customers. Details of that agreement still need to be finalized, and we hope that this time the U.S. beef and beef products will be granted true market access.
Roberts told the U.S. Meat Export Federation recently that trade wins like the agreement with China is a good start to helping farmers and ranchers when it comes to trade negotiations.
I've tried to encourage the administration to focus on long-standing trade barriers faced by American producers, and if they continue to deliver wins like they did on China and the beef trade, rest assured our producers and exporters could experience real benefits, and Lord knows we need that.
U.S. agriculture and beef groups have estimated that exports to China, once established, could be worth an estimated $2.6 billion for the U.S. livestock industry. While Dan Hallstrom has been tapped to take over the reins of the U.S. Meat Exporting Federation, the announcement came at USMEF Spring Conference in Virginia. Hallstrom will become president September 1st, eventually pick up the CEO role December 1st. Hallstrom has 34 years of international efforts, both at USMEF and in the private sector, to his name.
I've seen it transition from the starting phase where we were sending one box samples of beef livers or pork loins to Japan, beef livers to Egypt, and it's now transitioned into, as we all know, a $12 billion plus industry, and it's just an exciting opportunity.
Hallstrom acknowledged he has big shoes to fill, but he makes the transition with a talented USMEF team.
Nobody's going to replace Phil Singh, especially when it comes to his relationships in Asia over the years. He's an icon, so I don't look to replace Phil. I look to compliment Phil.
Hallstrom added he learned a lot from Singh, both as an employee and as a board member. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, there's a big pork expo going on in Des Moines, Iowa this week. Gets underway Wednesday. We're going to talk with Cindy Cunningham, who is a spokesperson for the Pork Checkoff. We'll do that right after this.